I'm Mark Simich. You're listening to Studio One, live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, the Sapwoods. Sapwoods live on Studio One. Welcome back to Studio One, Sapwoods.
Hey, we're glad to be here.
It's been a couple of years since you were here.
Yeah, it's been a few years. Lineup changes and just re-gearing, but we feel good about where we're at right now.
Well, that's good to hear. Justin, before we go any further, perhaps introduce the band and new members.
Absolutely. We have Mr. Brian Spear playing bass. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Miranda Payton playing keys and vocals.
Hello.
And acoustic guitar. And David Sukon playing the Hot Red Jaguar and Jazzmaster. He's not actually playing the Jaguar right now. Psych. And then Nate Subert playing drums for us. And yeah, you said my name. I'm Justin Swofford. So.
All right. Well, I know you've got a new album out now for a bit, Peaks and Valleys. We're going to talk more about that and some upcoming gigs for the Sapwoods and more. But let's get back to the music.
Okay. Glad to.
Thank you.
you.
Sapwoods on Studio One. We're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be back with more here on Studio One.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
You're listening to Studio One, Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and the Sapwoods are live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios. Speaking of Cedar Falls, that's where you recorded the new record, Peaks and Valleys.
Yep, we recorded with Al Ekrit, Jealous Dog Studios, some other local Cedar Falls heroes, I call them, because like, they're kind of paving the way for the rest of us musicians. Twins and Tilton Sires and Neighbors kind of got their start there. Al's great, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting you should mention Twins and Dylan Sires and Neighbors, because I was going to ask you about, I know... you describe the band as just rock and roll, but someone called you power pop or used that phrase, and Dylan Sires and Twins both like to use. It's kind of a trend, I think, in Iowa bands. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just good old-fashioned rock and roll with a few twists, some pop kind of thrown in there. I mean, the dancing number we do, Are You Lightning, could fit right in there with, like, indie pop. So, I don't know. I pull influences from all over, and as do these guys. The sound of the record is kind of what everybody else kind of adds their flavor to the record, and I like that. It sounds fresh to my ears.
Yeah, well, I think album number two is definitely a progression for the Sapwoods. Sounds really good.
Thank you, Mark. We feel good about it. We put more time into the production, and it shows, obviously. And I think we just took our time with it this time. We didn't do it in a weekend live like we did the last time. But you got to have one of those records. They're fun to talk about. Because you'd be like, remember we did 10 songs. We did 10 songs in like a weekend. It's crazy. So I don't know. We're really happy with the way it turned out, and glad to work with Al.
All right. The Sapwoods on Studio One.
Like the ocean, fireflies are losing my hair.
go to make myself an offer. No, I can't refuse. Go to lie down near the garden. Boundless and bruised. Inside a kill the lie. But I'm not sure if it's me. Cares into the kidney. Skip a free mouth song for free.
Thank you.
Rock and roll music from the Sapwoods tonight here in Cedar Falls. Sounding great. You've got some upcoming tour dates. Parlor City in Cedar Rapids on Sunday, November 30th.
Yeah, that's with Dylan Sires' Neighbors, one of the aforementioned bands from Cedar Valley. Yeah, we're excited about that one. It's a longer set, and it's 4 to 8, so it's pretty good time for a Sunday. You can still get home into bed for all you people who have to work.
And then any other Iowa dates? That's the only one I had that I had seen for you.
We're gonna spend some of the winter, especially in December, kind of cooling down and as far as local shows and doing just writing kind of for the new record. There's a few songs we have on the horizon, so we're gonna just write furiously and lock ourselves in a room and see what happens.
So it's not like do one every 2 years necessarily then.
Yeah, no. I'd like to keep going and progressing as a band. And more you do it, the more you learn how to write songs, and the more you learn how to write songs you really love. And it feels good.
Yeah, well, it's working out so far. And in January, I see you're taking off kind of like all over the Midwest. You've got Omaha, Kansas City, Chicago, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. We're doing... we haven't named the tour yet, but we're going to do a little Midwest tour and visit our friends in the big cities. So David knows people in Kansas City, and I know some people in Chicago and Milwaukee and Minneapolis. So that's fun. We like being on the road. It's a break for those of us who have day jobs, which is great. We have the vacation time, so why not use it?
All right. The Sapwoods on Studio One.
Two, one, two, three. You step into the stinky lake, shaking on your mama again. But you got nothing to lose and no time to refuse. Now you're bouncing around. mama gave. You've got nothing to lose and no time to abuse.
Moment. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Thanks to Tony Daner. Again, the new album is called Peaks and Valleys. It's out now. You can find more information at thesapwoods.com. And it's been great to have you back on the show.
It's been really fun. We, prepared very well, and I feel happy about tonight. And glad you. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we did. So one more from the Sapwoods.